Day FM.
It's that time of the week again, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dermot and Dave Show Best Of podcast. But not if you're driving. Definitely don't sit back. In fact, sit up now.
Hello, can I help you?
Order up!
Sorry, do you want to stay in this hotel?
Sorry, are we improving?
Yes, we're at a hotel reception.
Oh.
I'm not happy.
Hello, can I help you? Why? What's wrong?
Because why is my room not ready? I'm tired.
Because we have a standard policy where you can't check in until 4 o'clock. It's on the website.
There's body in my room.
You ordered a body with your room, sir. You ordered,
ordered
a small body. It's there.
And chips.
Oh, I do apologise.
Jeff, can you bring chips up to the room with the body?
Thanks. Anything else?
Are you in the reception and the kitchen?
No, I can just shout into the kitchen. It's a small hotel. He's just here behind me.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff's doing a great job. He's working really hard.
You didn't guard a vet, Jeff.
Cut him a break.
Jeff has been...
No, those accusations are unfounded and certainly unproven. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yes. What excursions are you doing? I want to go and see this countryside.
Oh, God, I hate you guys.
We offer a wonderful trip to Crag Cave. It's Ireland's oldest Neolithic cave.
Can I just have a nap on the couch here then if my room is not
I'm sorry,
ready?
No sleeping is allowed in reception area. It's a very
what
small area.
What if I wear
area?
Those glasses like Homer Simpson that make it look like my eyes are open?
Also unallowed.
There's been a murder down at Crag Cave.
Oh dear. We'll cancel the excursion for today. We'll rejoin tomorrow.
Hotel reception.
Why? I'm being very helpful.
You're not.
How
you're
am
just
I
telling
not?
Us that we can't do anything.
You can't check
we
in.
Didn't get everything.
He's getting his chips.
Like...
You're just early. Get over yourself.
Jeff has been implicated in a number of
go
local
for,
crimes.
Go for a drive. Like, kill some time before your room's ready. Jeff has to cook the chips for him and clean your room.
Some allegations will be false.
Welcome to the podcast. The podcast hotel.
It's hotel podcast. Everyone is checking in.
On the show this week, you will hear things that we did on the show this week. That's how it works.
Do we know what we did?
No.
I have it in front of me.
You know, it's just a churn. It's just a content churn. Oh my God, we got to get off this train.
Stop this train.
We talked about the Britney documentary.
We talked about Britney. We had
slow
podcast.
What?
Oh, the slow podcast.
Oh, they should listen to this the same.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, hit the speed. It'll go from 1 to 1.5 to 2, and then it will go to half speed. Listen to this podcast at half speed. You'll be amazed how drunk we actually are.
But then, listen, go back and listen again and listen to it at double speed.
We just sound like we're competent and together and quick thinking, which is obviously not the case.
You're right, Maria. I shouldn't have eaten that breakfast, Bap. It was the sausages.
Isn't it the sausages?
Full.
Like, you need to lie down.
I need to be
guys.
Held.
Well, Jeff... Can you come out and haul this guy,
oh my
please?
God. Jeff, I arrest you under Section 5.
You are not an authorized guard.
I am undercover.
Citizen arrest.
You have to show your guard a badge.
I'm with Brownlaw Garda Station.
What have you?
I'm an undercover cop. I'm arresting Jeff. Under Section 5 of the Offences Against Crag Cave.
Undercover or no, you cannot arrest someone without showing your badge number.
I'm showing you my badge.
What is your badge number, guard? Is everyone getting this? What is his badge number? Are you getting this?
Jeff, you're free to go. How did Gemma Doherty get into our sketch? So the Emmys happened. In fact, they're just about wrapped up. I'd say there's people stumbling around Los Angeles now full of... expensive champagne or whatever they drink at those things. Maybe they don't drink at all at those things.
Oh, I'd say they very much do.
Oh yeah, the Oscars is the one that you can't drink at. But isn't it the Golden Globes they like because you can?
Yes, that is the
bit
one
more
where,
rowdy. Yeah, and this is the Emmys, so a lot of TV heads. I'm guessing it's messy. But our Maz has all the info on the big winners and what's been going on over the last few hours.
Yeah, so it was in LA. Apparently they had 600 people in attendance. Which is very small for the Emmys. Like there should be thousands of people. Yeah, but they did what they could, and everybody needed to have either a negative COVID test in the last 48 hours or proof of vaccine. And then I think there must have been a hub in London for all the people that couldn't travel over.
Oh.
You know? Because there was a lot of English winners. Apparently Netflix won more Emmys than any other network or platform for the first time ever. They won 44 awards.
Wow.
That's a big one. That's a big shift. A big seismic shift in how we're digesting our telly these
isn't
days.
It? Like, they obviously didn't get credited in any of the wins, but that's how
Where are all these amazing shows? Because every time I open up Netflix, I never know what to watch.
You've seen them all.
I end up just watching Back to the Future 2 again.
So The Crown was a big winner. Olivia Colman won for The Crown. She was up against Emma Corrin, who plays Princess Di.
Oh, she was up, so she's up against someone from her own. She was up against her.
Yeah. So she dedicated it to her and to her dad as well, who she lost during the pandemic.
Oh, imagine that.
So she got quite emotional.
Going up against someone at an awards thing, someone who
No, it's cool. I never get nominated, so don't worry about it. You're safe, Tyrone. Oh,
nice one, Maria, bringing up awkward.
Yeah, so in the radio awards here, for best presenter, Dermot's nominated and Dave is not.
Yeah, but Dave always goes, hey, guys, the show is nominated. It's the show.
It is the show.
No, he doesn't say that. He says, he doesn't. I don't care about any of it. Until it comes to the night and we're sitting there and our category is next. And he's like, oh, I feel like we have it. We have it. We're doing like it. I'm like, do you not care? No. Of course you care.
I care in the moment for sure.
Yeah, so the big winners were The Crown. Ted Lasso.
Oh, amazing.
Massive winners. So they got Outstanding Lead Actor. That was Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
They got Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy. So that was Hannah Waddington. She plays Rebecca, who owns the football club.
Yeah.
And her opening line to her speech was, Jesus Christ on a bike. Which I loved.
Amazing.
Outstanding Supporting Actor, Brett Goldstein, who was Roy Kent, who is my favourite TV character of all time, ever.
Tell
he
everyone who Roy Kent is then in this, because if someone hasn't seen Ted Lasso, so, you know, Ted Lasso very quickly, so American guy who has never coached football is brought in to coach a Premier League football team. That's basically what it is. But so who's Roy Kent?
Roy Kent is like the star, like in the first season, he's like the star. He's the guy that always scores the goals. He's the captain. He's like unreal. But then he retires and becomes this kind of, you know, background pundit, staff, not staff, like he's
if
based
anyone is seeing
on,
any, you know, yeah, any similarities with a certain other Roy K, you mightn't be wrong. He's very angry.
Yeah,
he's beardy.
He's
shouty.
And when he's a pundit, he's hilarious. So Brett Goldstein said himself that he based him on Roy Keane.
Yeah,
he watches Roy Keane and he bases everything. And he does an awful lot of the writing for Ted Lasso in season two. So I'll play a clip of him in action.
Roy Kent's been the best player on every team he's been on since he was a kid. I like being Roy Kent. I don't know if I can handle just being some loser has been called Roy.
I hope you don't meet Roy Keane, because he'll tell you he's not some loser has been.
He's so good. Mayor of Easttown, obviously, they won as well. Outstanding Lead Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series.
Yeah, for Kate Winslet. And I absolutely love this series. It's on Sky Atlantic. You can go and watch the whole thing. And it was brilliant. So Kate Winslet plays the sort of troubled detective in a small, ugly town. And there's obviously
there's been a murder. And her name is Mare. She's not the mayor.
No, it's M-A-R-E. Yeah, so Mare is short for Mary, possibly.
Right.
I can't remember what
and
it was.
I thought, I think is it Marianne? I thought it was like having a mare, like because someone's been murdered and we don't know who did it.
I think it's
a bit of a mare of a day.
It works on many levels. But anyway, yeah, if you're struggling for something to watch, I absolutely loved Mare of Easttown. I thought Kate Winslet was just brilliant at doing just that, exactly that character, that just really troubled, beaten up, hard drinking detective.
Yeah. I watched one episode and three quarters and went, it's not for me. I'll go back to something bright and sunshiny.
Do you know what I loved about the whole thing? The name of their awards.
Mm.
So, you know, all the other award ceremonies are like best actress, best. This is like outstanding lead actor. Like, can you imagine winning something like that?
Yeah.
Like, I am outstanding. I am outstanding, guys. So I think we should change our radio awards titles.
So just instead of like
most outstanding radio show in Ireland.
We definitely win.
So who else were the winners on the night then?
I don't know. That's all I got through.
two winners.
I didn't. I gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 winners.
Actually,
Michaela Cole won Best Writing on a limited series for I May Destroy You. There's another
winner.
There you
go. That's six. Yeah. In fairness,
six outstanding winners from Maria.
Saturday Night Live won for a variety sketch series.
Excellent.
We could go on, guys.
Maria could Google Live for us, guys.
So the headlines are Ted Lasso won loads. Mayor of East Town.
The Crown. Do you know what,
The Crown, Mayor of East Town.
One of the awards given out in The Crown was hilarious because, you know, Claire Foy played the Queen in the first two series of The Crown.
Before Olivia Colman
took over in season 3. So Olivia Colman won for Best Lead Actress. But then Claire Foy won for like a 30 second flashback in season 4 of The Crown. She won like Best Guest Actress. Like, for a flashback. That was like 30 seconds.
A flashback award. She was in the show for 30 seconds and got an Emmy.
Who else could you put in for that? Best Flashback. A former person who played the same character. Like,
that's weird.
Oh, you won a Best Flasher Award one time.
I did,
Dave,
yeah.
Your trench coat phase.
Sits proudly poking out of my trench coat.
Most outstanding flash.
There's a volcano erupting in the Canaries and holidaymakers are disgusted because there's lumps of ash landing in their poolside cocktails. And they seem to be okay. It's on the most remote of the island, so it's not as if people are running for their lives there. So if you have loved ones there, it seems to be fine at the current moment. But I did not know that there was such a thing as a drive-in volcano. And Harry's in Limerick. He's been to one. How are you, Harry?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing, guys?
Good. Hope you had a nice weekend. So obviously you're a volcano enthusiast. Have you visited many?
Well, the thing is, I've visited two, but I wouldn't call myself a volcano enthusiast. There are more places I ended up.
More than one makes you an enthusiast, is what I can see out of this. So tell us about the drive-in volcano. Where is it?
Sorry, just lost you there.
Where's the drive-in volcano?
Oh, sorry. So that one is in St. Lucia in the Caribbean, just like a small town, I think it's in the Mid-East. So what it is more like, it's pretty dormant, but you can drive up and that's kind of their shtick, is that you have a parking spot and you go in and you walk up to the sulfur springs and, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's absolutely just stinks of rotten eggs, but...
So, right, so the sulfur, of course, for people, sometimes I've seen programs about it, that the sulfur smells so bad.
But do you get into, is it like a kind of a health thing that you bathe in these sulfur springs?
Yeah, so you can walk right up to the bubbling mud and water kind of springs that you obviously keep a distance from them, but then, like, down... hill, I guess, a little bit. There's like baths that are 45 degrees and you can get in and they say it's good for your skin. It feels disgusting, but it's pretty sure.
I can't imagine the insurance waiver you'd have to fill out in your rental Micra when you're getting it in St. Lucia and they go, are you going to drive up the side of a volcano? And maybe I am.
it was pretty hairy. Like St. Lucia is just literally, we thought we were mountainous here. It's just all mountains. But when you get in there, it's cool. The baths are pretty rank because it's just really gritty mud between your toes and it's really hot.
I'd be into all of that now.
I definitely wouldn't. And where was the second one you went to by accident?
The second one was I went to Montserrat. That's also in the Caribbean. That was more to visit the country itself. And then I don't know if it was like kind of partially destroyed by a volcano. I think it was in the mid-90s. And you can go to the towns that one was just like ash flow, and you can go to the towns and like go through the hotels that are essentially, you go in and the bathtubs are full up of ash and stuff like that.
Oh.
And that one is still, I think, essentially active. I'm not too sure.
Right.
But it's still smoking, yeah.
So you can take or leave volcanoes, but you've been to two quite impressive ones.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that, Harry. I like your passing interest.
It's a bit like Dave hanging around with me, that he just ends up at archaeological monuments he doesn't care about. Because I like them. So.
Right. Harry, have a great week. Thanks for talking to us.
Guys.
See you later.
Good luck.
Bye.
Drive-in volcanoes. Who would have known?
Lady Gaga on Today FM. Bad romance, I'm sure. Lady Gaga's not very happy waking up this morning knowing that she didn't win the most recent World Cup. On my Instagram, it was beaten out by her song Shallow from A Star Is Born. It was best movie musical songs. And Toy Stories, You Got a Friend in Me, beat.
Oh, that was the outright winner?
Well, yes, but people rightly point out that Toy Story isn't a musical.
Yes. This is true.
It's a song from a movie, and there are lots of those. But hey,
so how did it get in there?
I put it in, thinking it would probably get knocked out in the first round because it's not a musical. But no, it went all the way to the top. And people are pointing out now that Toy Story seems to have a smack of Father Ted off it. You put Father Ted into a World Cup. You say, what's the best chicken fillet roll in Ireland? And you put Father Ted in, it'll win. Toy Story is now doing something similar, it seems. Anyway, congratulations.
Now we've all got Toy Story. You got a friend in me.
It's a hell of a tune. All right, let's do this now.
Sure, look it. Isn't that it?
It is called Asher, Look It, Isn't That It? And every week we give you letters, and they are the first letters of words. You've got to work out what the missing words are. SPPS. Prize pot is 350 today. Regina Comerford is in County Kilkenny. Hello, Regina.
Hello, Dave. How you doing? How you Dermot?
It's Dermot. Yeah, we've got Dermot, say both of us, and then you're going to get one of us right. did you have a nice
week? Oh! Sure, look it. Isn't that it?
Regina. You just won a bright yellow Dermot and Dave Today FM Asher, Look It, Isn't That Lovely. A T-shirt for your troubles.
That's brilliant, thank you.
Great. Neck may stretch, may go out of shape when you wash.
Do not place on skin. Okay, Regina, hi, how's your weekend?
It was grand, yeah, good.
Did you get an exciting?
I had a niece confirmation.
Oh, I see.
That is exciting. Yeah. And what happens at a confirmation? It's hardly bouncy castles. They've moved on.
No, but they didn't have one. We were just down at the house because not everyone could go to the church. So,
a bit of a personal question, but we were talking about this on the show recently about how much is the right amount to give the niece or the nephew. No, we were talking about communion was the question that came in, but confirmation again. I mean, are you
get away with 20 quid?
Well, it was a bit more now because very special. My husband's godchild,
godchild get a bit more.
Godchild, you have to add 100 quid. That seems to be the way these days.
Yeah. Right, Regina, let's see if we can give you some money. €350. What do you think SPPS stands for?
Sheep, plural, pronounced sheep.
Sheep, plural, pronounced sheep. What made you think of that one?
Don't know, really. Thinking of everything. Everything comes into your head.
Do you know what I saw for the first time yesterday, Regina?
A sheep.
No, not a sheep. A piglet. Like a proper small baby piglet with the wee, wee, wee curly tail.
Where did you see this?
I was in Kilruddery House and Gardens there between Bray and Greystones with the mammy. And they have animals there. And there was little piglets. And I look at it and you're like, oh my God, I am never eating a rasher again. Not until lunch anyway. But they're so cute. And pigs That's themselves cute. Are cute.
Pigs have high heels. That's all you need to know. Pigs have high heels.
They do. They wear high heels.
That's true. Sheep, plural, pronounced sheep, Regina. No.
No, okay.
Hard luck.
Thanks for the t-shirt.
No worries. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
John Corkery's in Dublin. How are you, John?
Pretty good, lads.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I won't say Dermot or Dave, but I don't know.
Lads is always the catch-all. How are you, lads? That'll do it.
Well, tell him who's talking there now.
My name is Dave.
And I'm Dermot.
I'm sure it's crystal clear now to everybody. John, what do you think SPPS is?
Some putters put slowly.
Well, Dermot's our resident golf expert, and it's the week of the Ryder Cup, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's the week of the Ryder Cup.
So, do you think, Dermot, that a slow putt is an important part of being successful at golf?
Well, John, are you a golfer?
I am, yes.
Well, why don't you answer that question then? Do you think slow putting is a thing?
Can be irritating at times.
Oh, someone takes too long over the putt. Yeah.
But what about the actual stroke? You know what I mean? Like, do you want to take your time over it, get your head together, breathe deeply?
The stroke is okay, but
you have to hit it with confidence, John. Isn't that the key? The minute you chicken out of a putt, you're done.
I am supremely confident that I will take at least three on every green.
No, you should only take two.
Yeah, never happens.
Will you be watching the Ryder Cup, John?
One occasionally. I will be, yeah.
It's quite exciting. We're very lucky to have so much Irish interest in the Ryder Cup every time it rolls around. We kind of take it for granted.
So Rory and Shane.
Yeah.
It's great.
And Porrick.
Hopefully they're going to be playing together,
And of course, Ian Poulter got in. I love Poulter and the...
He's looking for another win, of course.
He gets in the Ryder Cup every time. Some putters put slowly... Sorry, John, go ahead.
I said Ian Poulter, he plays well in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, certainly better than he does on the tour. That's
why
sure.
he's called a postman. Yeah. He always delivers.
Right. John, some putters put slowly is the wrong answer.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good week and enjoy the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alana Rover from Galway's in the car. How are you, Alana?
Good, how are you?
Yourself and Daniel on the road for a holiday?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going to Kildare, Kilkenny and Killarney.
Very nice, all the K's.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So where are you going to? Where's the first port of call then in Kildare?
It's close to Athy.
Okay, you're keeping your car. It's close to your chest.
Right. Just going to keep your secrets, Alana.
Drive into the ditch. Sleep there for the hour.
Alana, SPPS, what do you think?
Some people prefer salad.
Who are these people?
Some people prefer salad.
Bloody herbivores.
Healthy people, Dave.
No. Salad is never the preferred option. Salad is what you force yourself to eat because you want to be healthy.
Speak for yourself. He's so right.
SPP, yes, some people prefer salad. Alana, sorry, we cannot pay for your and Daniel's holiday. Sorry.
That's all right.
Well, drive safe and have a great time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I wonder if you're going to do another letter next year. All the K's boxed off. Maybe R, go to Roscommon, Rochestown, and... Rialto.
Thank you. Thank you all, because I could not think of another place to begin with or.
Worst travel agent ever.
Carl Minogue from our team, a casual man who is also a proud Kevin's hurler here in Dublin, moved up from Cashel to Dublin, has been complaining non-stop about the season Kevin's is having because of the fact that the jerseys they had were just too baggy. They weren't slick. They weren't 21st century. They weren't cool. They were just a little bit holding them back, let's say. So Dermot and Dave rectified this by giving Cahal a jersey with our faces on them. I was puking rainbows. Dermot had emojis coming out of his mouth and it said Cahal is a cutie pie XOXO. But for some reason Cahal and his team didn't like that shirt.
No, we had to go back to the drawing board and made him a normal player fit, awesome looking jersey. The big match was happening on Saturday with the new jerseys. So first of all, how did the team take to the new jersey without our faces on them?
Oh, they were relieved is one word you could use.
Much happier.
Much happier, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of relief once we pulled out. And
did the lads feel when they pulled on the shirt that this was what was missing? This was the key ingredient, was the fact that they didn't have to have baggy hand-me-downs.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone was like, you know, putting it on, shrugging their shoulders, lifting up their arms. Everyone was looking at their arms. A couple of lads saying, that's a bit too tight, is it? But most of the lads, that's all right. This is good.
Okay. So you felt good running out, I said last week, out the tunnel, but obviously I was corrected, from the car park onto the pitch. That run from the boot.
Oh, it was good. Felt good.
Yeah. So who are you playing?
St. Sylvester's.
Sylvester's Malahide. Strong GAA.
Yeah, big club.
Tradition there, yeah.
Yeah, they were good. It looks great.
Oh. What was the score?
I think it was something like 22 points to 115.
Oh, so you
lost by a handful of points.
4 points.
Lost by 4 points, yeah.
Did you play better, do you think?
We did. Look.
Let's take the result out of the way. Did you play better than in previous weeks?
Yes. Yeah, and that, like, so much better. And people are listening saying, apparently. We actually did. Look, what does that matter? There's no medals for that at the end of the year. A good game, though, you know, like when the league tables come out. But they had a good game in that one. So
we're fans of Irish football. And if there's two words that everybody knows, it's moral victory. I suspect you may qualify for that status.
Yeah, no, we don't want to fall down that.
How many games are left in the season? The GAA seasons are coming up the end pretty quickly now.
Yeah, like there's no room for error in these. That, like, we've won more league game and group game, and then you're either
in or you're out.
Ooh, so you could be in the relegation.
We could be in a final. Yeah, we could be in a final. Okay. Might be a county final.
But
might
you're in a final.
Could be in a final. Might be a relegation final, but we'll be in a final.
Whatever it takes.
No, that won't happen. That's definitely not going to happen. So,
are we recording this?
We record.
I have
everything.
A feeling we'll be coming back to it. But look, you put on the new jerseys. People were feeling good, and you felt like you put in actually a better performance than in recent weeks.
Now I was like still so not a nice person Saturday evening.
After
I couldn't even go for a pint.
Wow!
No, I didn't even go for a pint. I think it was the first time I've ever played a championship match and didn't drink a pint to get us after.
That's shocking behavior.
Well, I've got to, obviously we've all got to know you over the last 6 months or so, and I've noticed that on the Monday after a match, if you've lost, you're not in great form, Kyle, in the office.
Yeah, but then you try and annoy me even more.
I do.
he just stood behind me and he's like, ooh, you okay?
Kyle, we're glad to have kitted out your team. If you want to go to todayfm.com/clubs, we can kit out your team as well. Just turn it up and turn it on. J-Lo, Play. Yes, that is my favourite song of the entire 2000s decade.
It split the audience a little bit. Someone says that's Dave's fave song, but then someone else says, Dave, absolute bop. Yes, thank you.
You're more than welcome. It is a tune in three quarters. It's one that I guarantee you should listen to on headphones and you'd be like, oh my God, there's so many levels to this.
Dave, is this a cry for help? Says somebody.
No, that's my favorite. Okay, I should probably clarify. It's my favorite non-metal song of the decade. There are metal songs that I hold in higher esteem.
But you're a music producer. You love good quality pop. Yeah. It's like, you know, a sommelier, they have their own particular wines, yes, and they get very worked up about it. Oh my God, can you taste the... Dave is like that about pop, and he hears things in songs that I can never hear. So we'll just take his word for it and let him off.
Thanks.
That's what we'll do.
Alien Moon was in with us there a few minutes ago telling us about the things they don't tell you about pregnancy. And someone says, I cannot believe Alien is telling all these secrets. It's like Fight Club. You don't tell people. They won't do it anymore. The flip side is, we all just go, that won't happen to me. It's a defense mechanism.
I'm 10 weeks pregnant and you're all scaring me, says the text.
Someone says, that's a lie, everything Alien just said. I'm still traumatized and so is my husband. Golly.
OMG, I don't remember night two. She was saying that night two, apparently the baby can suddenly have a kind of a aha moment where it goes, what's happening? I don't remember night two, but night three, tears, I remember. Yeah. I was an emotional mess.
She did say that as well, Alien. And someone says, thanks, Dermot and Dave and Alien. We just found out on Sunday we're expecting our first baby. Looking forward to all the bad smells and swollen feet. Yeah, apparently it is going to happen. The smells aren't great. Someone said, I'm currently 6 weeks postpartum and I still smell like Bakelite. You know the smell when you turn on an old switch. Still in the postpartum sweats.
One positive I found in pregnancy is when you get really big and you can't wash your legs. I remembered Dave didn't either, so I wasn't the only one.
No.
Thanks, Dave. You made me feel better.
You're not on your own. Anyone else experience a lot of snoring, says the text. And Orla says, nobody mentioned the hairy gorilla legs you get post-baby. I didn't know that either.
I saw my feet and hands swell before my very eyes just after I gave birth. I felt like the nutty professor, says Nicola.
Lads, the nurses sent me for dinner up to the Gingerman pub. My poor wife was starving in labour. And literally the next text comes in and goes, I was starving having spent 4 hours puking. My husband and midwife were discussing the lovely food they had in the Gingerman.
And Karen in New Ross says, Dermot and Dave, I got carpal tunnel. My hands and arms were like those big foam hands you get at baseball games.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Good God. Oh, listen, Dave, take your mind off all this.
We got away with murder.
Sure did.
You never know what I came across in the office there about 10 minutes ago. Bants. Like there was bants.
Office bants?
Office bants.
Hang on a second.
There hasn't been bants in here in 18 months. And I've suddenly, I just looked up and I went, what is that? Sound of people laughing, chatting, slagging each other off. I went, oh my God, I recognise that. That's office bants. So I went down and I stood in the middle of it until the bants stopped.
Just
and they
soak said, it up.
What are you doing? And I was like, I'm soaking up the bants. And they went, well, you've soaked it all up. You better get out of here.
And did the cranky people from downstairs who are always really cranky go, oh, keep it down up there? Cranky third floor people.
No, they're delighted, the third floorers.
That there's no bants.
That there's no bants.
Bants free zone.
They used to say that Today FM sounded like a swimming pool.
That's literally what they said to us.
Yeah.
You sound like a kid in a swimming pool.
Slash. But there's been no swimming pool for the last 18 months. But maybe it's coming back. We have to throw a few beach balls down to those numpties down there.
Those dry balls, we used to call them.
Dermot. Tell Dermot I'm hitting Junction 14 service station in my Scania truck, says John Malloy. A class spot.
Oh, yeah. Great parkage there for the old Scanias. You go Junction, in there and they've got a whole range of cafes.
14 isn't 14 isn't the one.
Mayfield.
Is it the one where you to pull off and you go over the far side of the road and they have a hotel?
No.
No, no, no.
What's that one? I thought that
14's the first one on the N7. That's it's the Midway. First port of call.
Was that?
Midway.
Midway. I'll be honest with you, midway, if you're listening, I apologise. I don't like your services, man. I'm not a fan. I went in there once. It was very, very off-putting.
Where is that? Port Leash or someplace?
Somewhere like that. It's, when you go in, it's like one door into like, yeah, you know, like a food court, like six different options, but they all seem to be doing carvery. I was like, this is definitely not the place for me. I'm in the wrong place.
You should check out Junction 14.
I should.
It's no Barack. I mean, you know.
Hey,
but that's a special thing.
Bracken 14 pale into comparison with Cashel. Let me just put it up there.
Very underrated. Bird Hill on the N7. Some people think it's too close to Limerick. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. But it's got a Burger King, and those are few and far between. Because if you're a Burger King or Supermax, that sometimes will dictate on where you stop.
Okay. Well, can I use this opportunity then to berate Burger King from a height? They serve burgers with no sauce. All of their burgers come with no sauce.
Yeah, just ask for it.
No! Put sauce on burgers like a normal restaurant. Stop getting
me sauce like ketchup.
Yeah. Like you buy a cheeseburger.
Some people don't like ketchup.
Well, then order it without it. It default should be with sauce. With sauce default.
Yeah, but you give it, you see, you can't claim default and then deny it the next minute. You hate default mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've.
But I'm
you're
fine
praising
with it.
The defaulters.
No, I'm fine with it. Like, I won't eat their chicken sandwiches or anyone's chicken sandwiches because they've made it. I'm fine with that. And if I want it, I'll go, can I have that with no mayonnaise? I'll make the awkward decision. The awkward decision should not be made for the entire
you'll
population.
Get ketchup in the bag.
I don't want them to open up a burger and make it moist. It should be part of the burger. Anyway. Have you got a favourite services? Let us know on 087-4102. Dave sums
is there a travel launch you like?
Dave, World Cup of Service Stations, sort it out. You might be onto something, actually. Maybe I'll do that next.
Yeah, but you'd have to know them all. Like, you'd have to...
Well, I wouldn't, but I'd have to just get a list. I don't have to know the stuff. I just have to put together a list of 32. Surely there are 32 services around the island of Ireland, no?
What was that other one we discovered on the road? The one on the way... On the road to Westport, up that direction.
Oh, Tarmanbarry.
Tarmanbarry
is on another. That is, forget all your motorway services. Pull off into heaven, that's is all I'll say. Tarmanbarry. 15 out of 10, that scores.
I think it's just because, it depends what state you're in as well. Like, you know, if you're very tired or you've had a late night, yeah, then the service suddenly takes on a whole new meaning.
Oh, that's true. It's a different kind
of
different.
But Tarmanbarry, yeah. What I noticed about Tarmanbarry was there were people just going there on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, like, have lunch and chat.
100%. like it's a destination.
You know it's a good service when families are bringing granny there.
Relate to all Burns car park ticket scenarios. I have T-Rex arms, says the text. Even my kids slag me.
Check this out. He was complaining about the... shopping falling over in the boot, you blaming the grapefruit.
Yeah.
Tell Bernard to change his car to a Skoda. They have hooks built into the boot that hold the shopping in place. No more spilling of shopping bags on the drive home. Best and most simple addition to any boot.
Sorry, it's not just Skoda. Almost every modern car has hooks in the boot for you to hook up your shopping so it doesn't fall over.
I have never heard that.
My car's
from 1990. So.
that may be the issue.
Did you know that, Maria? You have a modern car. Does yours have hooks in the boot?
Have you ever had a car come with a net?
No. A net? No.
No, netting. So basically you get four hooks across the boot and you have a net. You stretch that over and it sits down on top of the shopping and goes, shopping ain't going anywhere, man. I got
it. Is that what that's for?
Yeah. What do you think?
I thought it was for just keeping greyhounds at bay or something.
No. I don't have any of that. I haven't noticed any hooks either.
Okay.
Where are the hooks, 181.
Inside the boot, there are like would be four little hook protrusions, and then you stretch whatever you need over them. Like it could be a bungee cord, it could be a netting.
At the side.
You meant to attach it to your shopping.
No.
Like the bag. Do you hang the bag off the hook?
You can hang the bag off the hook if you want. Yeah, use the handles of the bag and do that and it won't go anywhere.
This is all new.
I don't know. I don't believe them.
Rushing out to their car. You see, yeah, maybe you're just doing your, I knew that. Everything. It was been on for ages.
Yeah, I finished the internet in 2001.
yeah, maybe he's just doing that.
Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty. Kyle Minogue is sitting in Maria's chair. Maria's decided to opt out of bad jokes this week.
She bailed.
No, but I specifically requested Kyle because Kyle's mother, Anne, came to visit us when we did our show in Cashel.
Lovely lady. And your sister.
Yeah.
Dervla, yeah.
Dervla. And Anne said, as she was walking there, going, oh, hang on, I have a bad joke. And I said, well, Anne Minogue, step up to the microphone.
Bonso.
So, what are cats' favourite breakfast food?
I don't know.
Mice Krispies.
I thought it might have been Meowsly, but no, okay.
Both are terrible.
Welcome to the world of bad jokes. Thank you very much, Anne Minogue.
Well done, Mutter. Mice Krispies.
Murphogram says, some people just don't get the recognition they deserve. Like my grandfather. He invented the cold air balloon, but it just never took off.
Here we go.
It's going to be a long one, Carl.
Tony says, to the person who stole my place in the queue, I'm after you now. And in fact, I'm going to now do a series of these kinds of jokes because I love them so much. To the thief who stole my sage, onion and breadcrumbs, you can go get stuffed. To the person who invented autocorrect, I hope you burn in hello. To the person who invented the one-ply toilet paper, I'd like to shake your hand.
What the
hell? To the person who stole...
I don't get that one.
To the person who invented one-ply toilet paper,
yeah.
I'd like to shake your hand.
As in...
As if their hand is covered in poo because it's a terrible skinny toilet paper and they want to shake the hand of the person who deserved to get a pooey hand.
Why? I don't know.
Yeah, why do they want to shake their hand?
Because they've annoyed them so much by inventing one-ply toilet paper. They deserve to get poo rubbed in their hand.
I want to shake your hand.
How is this not okay?
If you had made the toilet roll, I'd want to shake your hand.
I thought the idea of these ones would be they'd be quick fire and we'd move on. To the person who stole my diaries and gave them to his brothers and sisters, my thoughts are with your family. To the person who stole my trainers and my high-vis jacket, you can run, but you can't hide. To the person who stole my year's supply of Red Bull, how do you sleep at night? And finally in this section, to the person who stole my Microsoft Office account, I'll get you. You have my word.
I can see it coming.
Connie sent me a joke that I wish I had yesterday when we were talking to Alan from Carlo Weather. It's this. I once entered a weather pun competition. I beat the reigning champion.
Reigning.
Potty says, my friend has recently been skipping our workouts together and not joining me for an early morning jog like he used to. It's like he's hiding from exercise. Anyway, I just found out he's been put into the fitness protection program.
That's not funny. Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing? So one ply toilet tissue, is it?
Irene says... My boyfriend asked me, how do I turn Alexa off? I replied, have you tried walking around the kitchen in the nip?
That was like a man joke. Not even a dad joke.
This one's for you, Carl. Shane says, it's probably not the correct term for them anymore, but I'd like to say a huge thanks to the post men and post women for the Trojan work they do. Without them, we wouldn't know if it was a goal, a point, or a wide. Legends. Post men.
Men who stand at the post.
Come on, Carl. No,
it's not funny.
My son and I were having a kickabout in the park. I accidentally tripped him and he fell to the ground, clutching his knee, crying and wailing and being hugely melodramatic. Anyway, a Man United scout saw the whole thing and signed him on the spot.
Hey!
Mark is a Leeds fan. And finally, for Dermot. Actually, for Anne, for Carl too.
Thanks.
Did you know that Max Verstappen's dad, Hanks,
Formula One driver Max Verstappen.
Yeah, that his dad Hanks used to drive taxis in Belfast. Did you know that?
No.
Because often what happened, the door would open and you'd hear someone say, Hanks Verstappen.
Absolute tune. Thank you, cheese and cracker voters, especially the cracker voters. Another win for cracker. I'm on a little bit of a roll now. That is the
three in a row, isn't it?
And give it away. Oh, I'd say it's seven.
No, it's definitely three in a row today. Okay, very quickly, my really embarrassing give it away story is a friend of mine was in a Red Hot Chili Peppers covers band. He's absolutely the best singer I've ever been in a room with, I've ever heard in my whole life. He was going away with his other band because the Chili Peppers was kind of a bit of a side project with loads of really, really brilliant musicians who were perfect. He said to me, I want you to be my replacement. It was like one of the biggest honors of my life. I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. My favorite singer wants me to be him in the Chilis. Went and met the lads, did two songs in rehearsal studios, absolutely nailed it. They were like, dude, you're so, Colin, like, sorry for insulting you, but this guy's so good. And I had the hair and I looked a bit like Anthony Kiedis with the long or whatever. It was all going to be brilliant. When I was in town with my friend, and this was the days of mobile phones that like just had text and got a text, me. Hey, you cool for sound check? And I was like, what? And then I realized the gig was on that day, that like in an hour, like then. And I was like, I haven't learned any songs.
Like, this is like a nightmare.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a bad dream.
It was their gig. It wasn't my first gig. It was their, but it was the gig they were going to introduce me to their fan base and here's Dave. He's going to replace me when I go away. So I got up on stage. They introduced me. Big cheer. I'm like, ready to go. Just do the easy song. Just do Give It Away. Yeah, no problem. What I get, you get to give it to your mama. What I, no idea of the words from now on. No idea of any of the words from now on. Embarrassed, I stepped backwards, stood on what's called an octave pedal that the bass player had, which meant his bass was going, bam, bam, was now going, bah, 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 bah. The whole room was shaking. I picked up a cowbell and went, gank, 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 and sidled off the stage and never returned again. And the lads never asked any questions. They just found a different singer.
So you didn't even make it through the first song.
Didn't even make it through the first verse of the first song in the pre-gig.
So like, were you getting PTSD while that thing was playing?
Yeah, that's why I was really hoping Cheryl Cole would win.
Maria, a while back you admitted that you did your wedding course. Your marriage course.
Oh, yeah, my pre-marriage course.
Yeah, you did that because it was COVID, it was all online, but you watched the whole thing at double speed.
Double speed. Was supposed to take 3.5 hours, took under 2.
See, I respect this, Maria. I only watch YouTube at double speed with subtitles, because that way I can follow, because obviously it's quite quick, and they talk about this news, and you think, what do you say there? But if the subtitles are on, you're fine. You can totally follow the subtitles.
I didn't put the subtitles on, so some people were really easy to understand. It was fine. I don't even know what it is.
So you're a bit vague on your marriage course.
Yeah, look, we got the gist of it. It's fine. They sent us the cert. They can't take it back now.
But look, I think you guys have been doing it wrong.
Oh.
Because there is another way you should be looking at things and listening to things. It came up with a pal of mine. He suggested that I put my favorite podcasts on half speed. Why? Not because they take longer, but because everybody, and I mean everybody, sounds drunk. And it's the best entertainment you can have. So just, I've chosen one at random.
Okay.
This is Eamon Dunphy's podcast, and here's Amo at half speed.
Crowds we recognise for the fourth consecutive year as one of the best large companies to work for in Ireland. Hello and welcome to Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, from yesterday, there's no requirement for workers coming back to the workplace to disclose whether or not they are fully vaccinated.
Who doesn't want to listen to more of that? How much more fun would your wedding course video have been in half speed?
No,
6 hours of that.
I want to say, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, got it. Hurry up! Like, that would stress me out.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get my phone, right, because I'm currently listening to a football podcast I listen to all the time. It's called The Transfer Windows. Two Scottish guys do it. And I'll play this at half
speed.
They'll
sound drunk too, I guarantee you.
See what they sound like.
To go through news today on Manchester United, Chelsea, as well as a little bit of analysis on United's loss to Young Boys of Bern.
It's the first time I've laughed about that loss, which is quite good, actually.
I'd say, I know, make an addition to it. You sound drunk and you also sound constipated at half speed. That seems to be like, Bern!
I love the gaps. The gaps are my favorite.
Because obviously a gap in a normal conversation is like, Like that, and it sounds fine, but when it's completely prolonged, it sounds really weird.
Well, if you know, it's all well and good for us to sit here laughing how drunk other people sound. Have a listen to a clip of Dermot and Dave's podcast at half speed.
Did you see something flashing across the sky of Ireland yesterday evening? Maybe it was your fuse blowing after Ronaldo didn't get that penalty. Shot up into the air. I rarely shout at referees. Look, you know, over the course of the season, things even themselves out. But yesterday, Martin Atkinson, he got both barrels in my sitting room, I can tell you. I'm sure he was shaking. Yes, he went home.
Oh my God, you know, I just realized that's actually, it's not just half speed hijinks.
No.
That's actually a glimpse into the future. That's us in 20 years sitting at the end of a bar.
No, it's not.
As you said.
It's you two at the Radio Awards.
In the immediate future.
You're absolutely right. Oh my God, this has changed my life. I
mean, if you like it, listen to Dermot and Dave.
This is AFM.
Cast your minds back all the way back to February 2018.
No COVID.
There had been no COVID. There hadn't even been in the beast from the east. Brexit was the big talking point. Ireland were on course to win the Six Nations. Our Maria was a brand new mammy.
Aww.
And we were on the hunt for a love match. Chris Coleman from Athlone made contact with us after he met a girl on a night out. We got this text from him and it said, "Good morning, Dermot and Dave. Wondering, could you help me, lads? I met a girl on a Saturday night in the Prince Bar in Athlone. I'm hoping to get back in contact with her again. Her name is Katrina, and she was out with a hen party. This is the subsequent chat we had with young Chris."
"I was out Saturday night with a group of friends in the Prince Bar in Athlone, and I met this lady. Her name was Katrina, and I missed or didn't catch some of the information.
Can you describe her to us?"
"She's about 5'6", blonde hair. After that
is hazy.
Well, this is where you're supposed to say she's stunningly beautiful."
"Oh yeah, and very beautiful."
"Right, come on, Chris.
Well, look, you're right to follow up these leads.
Absolutely,
you know, she could be the one.
If you don't go, you'll never know.
If you don't go, you'll never know. Well, we did go and we worked really hard and we hunted down and found Katrina, and then we got the two of them to have a chat with each other. Would you be on for meeting up to you?"
"Oh yeah.
Well, how about this, right? We will get you guys a dinner date. See how you get on, but you have to come back and tell us how the date goes."
"Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the deal."
Chris, you managed to track this girl down after 2 weeks of searching. What would you like to say to her before your hot date?"
I think I'll leave it all for this."
"Save it all for the date."
He was a man of few words. Well, we've got Chris and Katrina back on the line together. Hello, guys.
Hello.
So, we sent you off on a date to the 12 Hotel in Barna in County Galway on the 16th of March.
2018.
And the date went pretty well, did it?
It went very well.
How well?
It went so well, 3.5 years later, we are engaged.
Oh, best news.
Katrina, is this true? We just need to get your side of things here.
"Yeah, it's true. We're officially engaged."
"And did you know after the first date there was a spark there?"
Yeah.
But was it more than that? Was it just a spark? Were you kind of, I'll give this a go? Or, you know, was it that rom-com thing of, he's the one?
I have to give it a go and see how it goes.
Yeah. And so at what point did you feel, okay, this might be getting a bit serious?
I think it was after about a year. I thought, this is serious now.
And did you sit down and have that conversation, or was it just a natural kind of thing?
It was a natural thing. We just kept going to see how far we go. And then September last year, I moved back home.
Okay, so September of 2020... at the middle of all the COVID stuff, you moved to move in with Chris.
Yeah.
Now, whose idea was that, Chris?
I think it was a joint decision.
It was Katrina's. And so cohabiting is another level up. How has that been?
It's been great. company during COVID.
That's what you are, Katrina. Your company during COVID. It must be very.
Listen, if you're engaged, that means there was a romantic proposal story. So, Katrina, would you like to tell us all about that moment?
I came home from work on Wednesday for my lunch, and he had the idea of go for a walk to Newcastle Road at Cintra Park, and I really didn't want to go for a walk, but I said, yeah, I'll go with you. So anyways, we're going for a walk, and he says, oh, go for a walk over the bridge, little white footbridge, and then he's like, oh, I wonder, is there any fish in the river? And he goes, oh, there's one. So I was like, oh, there, where's the fish? And I turned around, and there he was, with the box out and a big cheesy grin on his face.
What did she say, Chris?
The words wouldn't come out. I just couldn't say anything.
So you managed to get it together. Did you say the words, will you marry me?
Eventually.
And Katrina, how much of a shock was this?
A big shock.
Did you say yes straight away?
No, I just said, what is that?
Wow, that's sure that's the reaction he wanted. And his beautifully chosen ring. What is that?
That's not a fish.
Are you happy with the ring, Katrina?
Love it.
Okay. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Wow. So a lot has happened over lockdown for you guys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so what's going to happen when you get married? Are you going to stay put where you are? Are you going to try and get a new place, or what's in the plans?
Well, the plan is to hopefully get married in the next year, and hopefully then buy or build a house after that and settle down for the rest of our lives.
Katrina, do you share this beautiful vision?
Oh, definitely.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I'm guessing you guys aren't the most romantic couple in the world.
But I think
you're very practical.
The romance is in the story. The romance is in the fact that Chris saw you. He turned to Today FM and to Dermot and Dave and went, can you please help me find this woman? She could be the one. And she was the one. There's the romance.
Yeah,
that was the end. The beginning of the end of the romance. Well, everything else is fine.
Let's have a listen to the little gentle excitement in your voices when both of you finally got to speak to each other live on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Katrina.
Oh. You could tell. You just knew. Yeah.
And there was just a little hint from you, Chris, of that guy from the famous ad going, it's me, the guy from the bar. Obviously, you played that down. You found the woman of your dreams, and now you're engaged. Congratulations.
We're so happy for you guys. We really are.
Thank you.
We will send you the invoice for the whole date
the
organizing
matchmaking scenario.
Yeah, but look, we wish you the very best of luck. And Dave will DJ your wedding for free.
Yay! Thank you.
Just talk to my people.
Well, you have to make one promise. You have to come to the wedding, lads.
Oh, well, listen, we couldn't not go to the wedding, that's for sure. Sure, we set you up, like. We're the reason you're getting married. Top table or nothing. Chris and Katrina, congratulations. Best luck for the future. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Cheers.
Bye.
What a pair of legends. You want to get in touch today? 087-4100-102. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Who says romance is dead? It's just sort of mortally wounded.
Our producer Maria has found Jesus. You found Jesus?
Always mad about Jesus.
Was he down the back of the couch?
No, so apparently there's an aquarium in Sardinia, and it has a tank that's just full of female sharks, right?
Okay.
And for 10 years, two of the sharks have been in there together, like for 10 years. And they're both female, obviously. It's an all-female tank. One of them gave birth to a baby shark. How?
Don't know.
No idea. They say, it's a rare virgin birth.
How can that happen?
I have no idea. But online, people are saying that Jesus is back and he's a shark. All hail shark Jesus.
Wow. Well, the three wise kings better get some scuba gear, because that's the only way they're going to visit the new baby.
Hang on. I've seen nature documentaries. Fish especially can do this gender morphing thing. Like there's a fish where it needs to... It's a male fish which is small. All the females are big, right? And then the male fish has to kind of inflate itself and fake being a female, gets let into
The group.
The group of females, because there's a guard kind of at the gate going, you're not getting in. He gets in and then he does his business, and then there's more of those fish, and then he just swims back out as a little
fish.
So
the seahorse doesn't need anyone. The seahorse is like, I am doing this on my own. I am an independent seahorse.
Is it both genders?
Yeah, well, the males, they shift genders, I think, don't they?
The seahorse.
Yeah, I think they...
Oh, they say the male carries the baby.
The male carries the babies, yeah, and looks after the babies and does all that stuff. I don't know exactly what happens with that, but like, it happens in the sea, so what could happen in the tank in Sardinia?
Yeah, unless they just thought they put a shark in and thought it was female, but it's not female.
I think they'd know. It's literally their job.
Have you ever sexed a shark? I mean, how are you supposed to know? I don't know how obvious it is.
I'm gonna stand over here way no, what I think.
I have watched enough shark movies over the years to know the difference. So this baby, they reckon this is the internet has decided now this is the second coming of Jesus.
Yeah,
a lot of parallels to Bethlehem.
Yeah,
and albeit he's underwater.
He's being dubbed Shark Jesus.
Shark Jesus is here to stay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, like, we've got to make the necessary adjustments. Instead of hymns now going up for communion, we're going to hear this.
You go first. I'm too scared. Body of Christ.
Or we could just go for this. Let's do that one instead, shall we?
That's a safer one, yeah.
All praise, baby shark.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music. I'm Dermot, and I play pieces of music to Dave, and he says things off the top of his head that he thinks suits those people. Oh, God, it's so much nicer doing it this way, Dave.
You wish, my brother, you wish. My skill set does not encompass this ability.
Well, neither does mine, but you make me do it anyway.
Yeah.
Right, play your music. Yeah, this going out to everybody going back to the office this week, y'all. Yeah. You gotta remember where your building is, where you park your car, where you do the biz. Head to the door and you don't know whether to wear your mask or put on a helmet. Going up the lift, well, one at a time. Don't shake hands, that's a goddamn crime. Oh, this is a nice restaurant. Glad we came here, Paul.
Yeah, so am I, Deirdre.
Hey, we're in all of Dermot's sketches, Paul and Deirdre.
We are, yeah. We all seem to be here.
Anyway, here comes the waitress.
Hiya, can I take your order, please? I'm 5 years old today.
God, Jesus, the staff shortage in the hospitality, they weren't lying. Can I have... Oh, you've crapped your pants.
The face of Ireland is changing. We're moving away from fossil fuels to more renewable, sustainable energy. That's why at Wind Farm Corporation, we're building a whole load of wind farms out on the sea to give Ireland energy under the future. Wind farms. Blow the wind.
Sting is back with a new song about the 10-day isolation period for school children who are close contacts but have still tested negative but must still remain home for 10 days, ruining their parents' schedules and everything in between.
It's a pile of dog poo! What the hell's got into these people's minds? Who are these monkeys? There's chimpanzees making up these rules. For Jesus' sake, 10 days is too long!
I will miss you all. Home printer, you have given me so many pages of joy over the last 18 months. Every part of my home office, my laptop, the radio, the Today FM smart speaker. I miss you all so much, but I must leave. I must go back to my regular office. Goodbye!
Oh no, wait, I forgot. I'm only in on Thursdays now. All right, I'll put the kettle on, so... Ah, this is a great pub, isn't it, Paul?
It sure is, Deirdre.
I think we'll get a bowl of chowder, will we?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Oh, here comes the waiter.
Run, run, run.
Oh my God, is that a Jack Russell serving us our lunch?
The hospitality sector's got even worse since the last time. Two bowls of chowder, please.
Run, 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 run.
No, no, we won't have any brown bread. Thanks a million. Oh great, he's licking his butt now.
I mean Brittany, not Maria.
Well,
that would be a
rude way to introduce Maria. And now, a woman.
a real life woman.
Kicking him under the desk.
So what's up with this Britney news all over the shop?
Britney news. So remember we had a documentary, was it last year?
Yes.
Early this year?
Early this year, I think.
Sorry,
yeah.
All my months are together as one month. Framing Britney Spears, it was called.
Yeah.
And everyone went insane for it because the Free Britney movement had just started. Obviously, they were fans of hers that wanted her out of the conservatorship that she's been in for 13 years, where her dad just runs her entire life. Sorry, it's not even her estate. It's her life. He decides whether she can paint her kitchen presses or whether she can, you know, buy flowers or, you know,
and
stupid details.
How all her money is managed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The Free Britney movement, of course, started way back when we first heard,
"Leave Britney alone!"
He was famous for a few seconds, that guy.
Chris Crocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done remembering his name.
Yeah. I think he's either a they now or he's a she.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
One of those.
Well, I just broke my larynx doing that, so it's going to be the Dave Show from now on.
So, the Free Britney movement kicked off. Then this documentary just absolutely escalated her situation to global news.
Yep.
So everyone went mad about that documentary. After that documentary, she's not allowed to really speak publicly about anything, how she feels or what's going on, until very recently. So apparently she wasn't happy about that documentary. Everyone was calling for Oprah to do a big tell-all interview with her. Apparently she wasn't into that either.
Right.
What she wanted to do was write a book about her life and everything that's gone on and what led her to the point of the conservatorship kicking in and all that kind of stuff.
Good call. Because I think sometimes I love Oprah. I really, really admire everything she's achieved. But sometimes I think those interviews are more about Oprah than the person.
Yeah.
It's more like, look who's doing my interview. It's a little bit like that.
Well, certainly there's an edit. And that's the key thing. Like if you write a book, you're in charge of the words on the page. Whereas if you let someone else interview, their team goes off and, well, we just cut that bit out because it didn't really make sense in the narrative. Yeah. And all of a sudden the narrative is totally different.
Yeah. So she's still technically in this conservatorship.
Okay.
There are some things that have been let go. There are some things that her dad is still in charge of.
Because she got engaged and all, so she had a bit of freedom.
She got engaged. He has kind of come out and said, look, I have filed to end this conservatorship. So that's the beginning of it. It doesn't just end overnight. There are all kinds of legal things that have to happen for it to be a thing of the past.
Okay.
So I wasn't expecting this. But on Tuesday night, this popped up on my timeline.
Hi, my name is Brittany Spears. I called you earlier. I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure that we're in the process of ending the conservatorship.
And then it said, trailer coming soon. I was like, oh my God! Oh my God, it's another Britney documentary.
So that was Britney's, that was her on the phone saying, I want to confirm that we're ending the conservatorship.
For a minute there, it sounded like she was leaving a message on your phone.
Oh my God.
This popped up on my 171.
Like, I knew we were best friends all along. So then last night, the trailer for this Britney versus Spears documentary on Netflix released.
Britney versus Spears, or her and her dad. And okay.
Yeah. So what it is it's a documentary maker in America. She was sent a leaked report that has all of these details about the conservatorship and all of the appearances that Britney has had to make in court about it, and all the disappointments and the little wins and all that kind of stuff. So she wanted to make a big documentary around this. So she got interviews with people to do with the conservatorship. I don't know if she's anybody close to Britney. Like the Framing Britney Spears documentary had her assistant and had people close to the family.
So will Britney like this one then? This is another unofficial one.
Yeah, so I don't know if she will, because she apparently said that she wants to put her story on the book, story, so yeah. I don't know. But this will have footage, it'll have interviews, it'll have details from the leaked report. I'll play you the trailer that was released last night.
I just want my life back.
Britney's been silenced to speak out about anything that's really going on.
Britney's never had one person she could trust. Not mom, not dad.
Britney had a fear that her family would barge in and take everything.
What was going on inside the conservatorship? And why was she still in one if she was, quote, okay?
There was financial incentives for Jamie, for the lawyers.
I've represented dozens of conservatees in court. Not one of them has ever had a job.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
No one would talk.
I'm not going to acknowledge that I was ever brought in to evaluate Britney Spears.
Until they did. Someone very close to the conservatorship leaked me this confidential report.
Britney had to go into court a million times, all of these hours of criticizing her.
It's an epic fail of the legal system that this has gone on for so long.
How do you get out?
You don't get out. Until you scream.
I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does. It's been 13 years and it's enough.
So
slam.
That is a Maria Devereaux trailer.
I've had goosebumps every time I've listened to it or watched
Isn't there something slightly cynical about this though, in fairness, that, you know, there's these people going, hey, you know, Britney needs to be set free and there's too many people making money off Britney. This documentary is a load of people making money off the Britney story.
Yeah, I get that, but
Netflix are going to make a fortune. This, whoever these unofficial documentary makers are going to make a fortune and get famous and make money off the back of Britney Spears. It's just happening in a different way.
Yeah, but there's an element of it outing her situation and her story and supporting her as opposed to suppressing her and living off her money.
And they're not taking Britney's money. They're just making money,
extra money
about Britney. Like, there's
it's
a difference.
It's still part of the machine.
It's not a Britney machine, though. This is just a documentary machine. You know what I mean? And this is the topic they chose. There's a subtle difference. I know what you're saying.
I think it just puts all those wheels in motion again. All those fame wheels. So the documentary will blow up. She'll get her freedom. And then the circus will come to town all over again.
It's never going
to
go away.
But if it wasn't for something like this, we wouldn't know the extent of what she's been going through. If it was that original documentary, the Free Britney movement is where it all kicked off, because her fans, and they were on her profile saying, wear red if you're in danger, wear red if you're not happy or whatever. And she was wearing red. And we were going, she didn't even see her comment. Are you mad? Like, but actually she was wearing red because she saw the comment. Mm. Like, so she wasn't able to speak up at that time. So this documentary told everybody everything. And now that could potentially end the conservatorship for her and give her life back. She can have babies, she can get married, she can do whatever she likes with her own money that
she's
worked hard for.
If she could kickstart her music career, if that's what she wanted. You get the sense that she does.
Well, she said she wasn't going to perform until this ended. She was retiring because she didn't want to make them any
fairness,
more money.
I saw her down in the Three Arena. She was barely performing then. Am I right, guys?
I loved her.
Hashtag mime.
28th of September, Netflix.
That's when it comes out.
It's that soon. It's in a week.
28th of September, right. Maria, calm yourself. That's 5 days.
Oh, oh my God. How am I going to wait that long?
Cancel her meetings.
Coldplay, Every Teardrop is a Waterfall on Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Maria, you say that song contains your favourite ever Coldplay lyric, told Coldplay to their face when we interviewed them.
Yeah, and then they didn't have a favourite lyric to tell me back. He just said, I usually say things like, don't give up.
What was your lyric again that you loved?
I'd rather be a comma than a full stop. You know, guys, recycle, leave the planet for your kids.
Also, don't forget, Coldplay, during the interview, said the most important words they've ever said to any human in the history of the humanity or world.
Well, we love Maria.
We love Maria.
We love Maria.
Call off the wedding.
It's quite nasal, isn't he? A little bit.
Well, we love Maria.
Love Maria. Sometimes his voice sounds like he's in a box. Speaking, he's in a cardboard box.
Speaking of Maria's wedding, someone says, if that Britney documentary was released on the same day as Maria's wedding, would she take a couple of hours out of the day to watch it?
Absolutely. Between the church and the reception, I'd say I'd be up in the room with my tablet watching Netflix.
No different to the Six Nations match that was happening during my wedding, where half the congregation were
in the pub across the road watching Ireland play England at Twickenham.
And is the Breen documentary going to be on the Irish Netflix or just the US one, Marie?
No, it'll be on the Irish one on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Right, amazing. We were talking to Maggie there, Maggie Malloy from Cheap Irish Houses is where you'll find our Instagram. And Cheap Irish Homes is the TV show that's on RTÉ1 tonight at 8:30. Fionnuala is in Galway this morning. Hi, Fionnuala.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Did you get inspired by Maggie's last TV show?
Yes.
Last series of it.
Would be more of a word.
Okay. So what happened?
So there was a house featured on the, it was one of the first programs actually, and I just got obsessed. It was just before lockdown, and the more lockdown went on, the more obsessed I was. And as soon as the travel restrictions were lifted, I went to find the house because it had been taken off the market. But I watched the program so many times that there was a little sign in the corner as Maggie was driving down the road, and I just drove around the area until I found the sign.
Yes.
And then I followed where she had turned, and house I found detective. The house.
So you're in Galway. Where was the house?
It's in, well, that one was actually in, it was in Mayo as well. That one actually fell through in the end.
Okay.
But that's how the obsession started. And I actually put a note in the window of the house asking the owner to ring me if he was still interested in selling.
Wow.
But he did ring, but in the end, he just wasn't interested in selling.
So what did you get in the end then, Fionnuala?
So there was, as a result, we went on draft and we put in an upper limit of 50,000, and we were absolutely shocked at how many houses were available. Now they're all derelict,
yeah.
No more than what Maggie said, but absolutely gorgeous sites. And this one, my husband had actually started looking at this very early on, and I had disregarded it because the pictures were terrible. And we had a sale agreed on another site. It was a long story, went on for months, and then that fell through, and I said, right, let's go and see the one you spotted. And it was just love at first sight, absolutely.
So you bought it?
Yeah,
for
1.3 acres.
Less than 50 grand?
It was less than 45 grand.
Sorry, how many acres?
1.2 or 1.3 acres.
Oh my God, 1.3 acres. Yeah. And a house on it. I mean,
yeah, and some stone outbuildings as well. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous.
What did you have to do though? Is it livable yet?
We haven't done an awful lot. We actually did get a stonemason to come out, because then lockdown, of course, everything went back into lockdown and nobody was allowed to work. And then the roof blew off the shed, and we got a digger guy to come up and help us on the basis that if the roof blew onto the road two fields away, it would be dangerous.
All right.
So he was willing to help us on those, but he did get plenty of phone calls from the Gardaí about why he was working during lockdown, so it was a bit of an adventure.
Yeah.
We never did find out whether we were allowed to travel or not.
Well, I think you and I would be quite, we seem to have the same approach to DIY and doing up houses. The fact that you called him the digger guy, I suspect that you and I are in the same camp, and maybe Dave and possibly your husband are maybe more clued in and
well,
when it comes to those things.
The main thing is, you got yourself your dream property. Now you just have to spend the rest of your life doing it up. It'll be great crack.
Absolutely. And it will take us the rest of our lives. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
That's the joy of it. Listen, congratulations.
Thanks a million.
See you later. Bye. Bye-bye.
I was wondering, say if Maggie did Cheap Irish Homes, yeah, and I did the voiceover for Ireland's most exclusive homes.
Yes.
We should have some kind of battle.
No, I should get a job in the middle going, Ireland's grand gaffs. I'll do the voiceover for that, lads. I've done it. I've gone in. I've set low budgets on property websites. And
he's moving to Claire Morris now, lads.
This one in Claire Morris, lads.
Sure, look, isn't that it? Look.
There's no way you will ever be one of these people. Because you will never leave, not only Dublin, but Portmarnock. You will never leave there. You'll have to be dragged out of there. Your corpse would have to be dragged out of Portmarnock.
You're right. I feel like I hear people, you know, who live on the north side have moved to the south side, and I send them messages of condolence. And go, you poor human. How
Plus,
dare you?
Plus, you'd be surrounded by colchis like me.
God.
Coming up, talking over your gate.
guards, there's another one.
Remove him. There's a ruffian at my gate.
Oh! Katy Perry, Roar, Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
That is a great tune to hear in the morning. That just kind of wakes you up, doesn't it? You can't help singing along and shouting Roar at the top of your voice, like I did to frighten these two.
You did. I would say it's a great song to hear any time of the day. Not just exclusively in the morning. You could also do it at night.
I was on to Katie now the other day. We had a cup of tea there. She popped in for a fig roll. And I said, come here to me. What time of the day is the best time now to hear your song, Roar? And she says to me, she took a bite of her fig roll. She says, oh my God, Dermot, the morning time. I only ever meant it to be played in the morning. And of course, the record company would have none of it. And they played it all across the day. And that, so that's why I listened to Today FM. Today FM played the right songs at the right time. That's what she said to me. Yep.
That's what should be our new...
They like, gave her a bag for life because she had to take something out of the car and off she went.
We should have our new tagline. Today FM. Play the right songs at the right time of day.
When you want to hear them all day long.
Thursday, it's 10:30. I'm delighted to say that it's a rare occasion that Noni makes the journey all the way from Limerick to come to Dublin. But she's here in the studio with me.
How are you, kid, David?
David.
Oh, yeah. What's done, mate?
Dermot, he's busy.
He's in the toilet again.
Yeah, he is.
What's wrong with him? Is he a problem? Every time I'm here, he's not here. He's down the toilet.
Yeah, he does. He has a toilet problem.
Is there something wrong with his bladder?
Oh, it's his bowels, I think.
Oh, he's bowled his brass, all right.
How's Limerick these days?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me. Yeah, the book, Noni's Great Chocolate Adventure Mystery, yes. is available for...
You sure you know the title?
Is available for pre-sale right now.
Yeah.
If you pre-order from Easons.com, you get an exclusive limited bar of Noni's Chocolate.
That doesn't answer my question. Like, great, your book is coming out. We're all aware. We're all fully aware.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you properly.
What?
I thought you asked me that.
No, I didn't.
It's a very bad line. Sorry, you're breaking up there.
You're sitting in front of me. We're not on the phone.
I'm in a tunnel.
You're not in a tunnel. You're in a radio studio.
It's very tunnely in here today.
Sitting right here. Okay, the book is. We know the book is coming out. Great, very excited about it. But what else is going on with you?
Oh, listen, I'm here now making my own sweets. As you know, I like to make my own versions.
I thought you just bought them from wholesalers mostly.
Sometimes I do, but if I can't, I'm making my own flogs here.
Flogs.
Yeah, some people, the millennials, they call them flumps.
Yeah,
flumps. But they're always flogs.
They're flogs. Flumps was a cartoon. So flogs is the sweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ones I make now are delicious.
How do you make them?
Do you know the, sort of fiberglass filling in a couch?
What are your couches made of? They're filled with fiberglass.
The foam.
The foam inside a cushion.
Yeah, inside the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make them out of that.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
You can't make sweets.
It's delicious and nutritious.
No,
did you not ever hear of season two veg? People are eating it in Limerick for years.
Okay, fair
They're
enough.
Eating it in Limerick for years.
What else are you making?
I make golf ball chungums.
I love golf ball chungums.
Little white, little boopy white ones.
Yeah.
I get marbles and I cover them in bird poo. Yeah, oh, people are raving about it. Do you get it?
Look, where can people get these wonderful culinary delicacies you're offering?
Oh, glad you asked me that, David. If you order my book now from Easons.com, you will get a free limited edition Noni bar of chocolate.
What's the name of the book again?
Noni and the Great
You only wrote it, Noni. You should know the title of your own book.
Noni and the Great Chocolate Mystery.
Are you sure it's not adventure?
No, it's mystery.
Okay,
I'm positive, right. David.
Okay, and so you're making... Why are you so busy making...
Oh, listen, I have to get everything... I've got all my ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Because the rugby season's kicking in, so down at Tormin Park where I sell all my chocolate out of my pram.
Yeah.
I have to be back there because the rugby season's starting up, so the new the Pro 14 Universal European Celtic South African Championship competition is on.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
My God, they made a total bollocks of that one. But listen, yeah, so I have to have everything ready, so I have to pram, and I even got to go in there.
Into Tormin Park. Have you been in this season before, preseason?
I can't wait now, because the matches are back, the players will be in there, little Conor Murray, little Keith Dawes,
they'll
all be running around, the crowd will be back,
yes.
The prams will be back. Oh, and I was in there the other day, and I went in the door of the main stadium, and I went in inside in the dressing room, and you know what I saw? Oh my God, you'll never believe it.
What?
If you order my book now from Easons.com, you will get an exclusive...
Get out. Just get out.
Exclusive
get out.
I'm not his
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, get out,
look at asking me about it, it's not me.
Marty in Galway says, hey David... Just wondering, is there any word on any pre-sale on Noni's book, thanks? No, I've no idea about it at all, Marty.
I was in the toilet, I didn't hear anything about that.
No. Someone does say, Noni, please tell us you have your audiobook available to purchase, or your book to purchase as an audiobook.
It will be available as an audiobook when it's released.
How do you know?
Because Noni told me.
You speak on behalf of Noni now, do you? Well, I mean, I think that's pretty unacceptable. I mean, you can't put words in her mouth.
Oh, right.
So do you want Noni to answer
no,
this?
No. I think just, I'm just interested as to how
what
you use
it. What are you talking about?
Here, sorry, Noni, yeah.
Just turn around. Kate Dermott, how are you? Every time I come in here, you're in the toilet.
Yeah, no, it's just something didn't agree with me, Noni.
I'll bet you. You probably will eat something out of my primer, shall you?
You eat my golf ball chungus.
That's what I was eating, yeah.
Come here.
What do you know what?
Noni, I'm just wondering, is Dermot allowed to speak for you sometimes? He represents you.
Oh, yeah, he's my agent.
Oh, is he your agent?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, well, he shouldn't be in the toilet. He should be making sure everything's okay.
That's what he does his best work. Okay. That's what he comes up with all his ideas.
So the question, Noni, is will your book be available as an audiobook?
It will be available as an audiobook, and I'll be reading it myself.
Who is going to sit in a studio and record you? That's a terrible job.
You,
what?
David.
Me?
You're doing it. Dermot, you never told him.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. I meant to say that. You're doing the audio.
And how much am I getting for it?
You're getting golf bag chungrums. But I wouldn't eat them before noon. Isn't that right, Dermot?
That's right, Noni.
I wouldn't eat them at all, Noni. Thank you, Noni. Good luck to you.
How are you, kid?
See you later. And thanks, Dermot, as well.
I'm heading off now.
Yeah, you go on.
I'm going to get you the distance. Right.
Hall of Fame on Today FM. Some deadly stuff. If you're following the script on Instagram, you see some cool stuff. They're out gigging at the moment and doing massive shows all across Europe, and they're just literally flew into Denmark to do another show tonight. But yeah, I think it was the night before last, Danny went into the crowd and asked someone in the front row, if you've got an ex that you don't like, ring them now and I'll talk to them. Right, so this girl held up her phone. They're all holding up, but this one particular girl here, and he looked up on her phone, and she had him saved as a very rude word in her phone. And so he's like, pick up the phone, hello, like, hi, it's Danny here from the script. Just have a few friends here with me, and then whatever, 50,000 people just screamed, and just like he just basically went, you're a, and called him the name on the phone, and then hung up the phone. And then he went to one of their songs about exes. Absolutely brilliant, but definitely worth following the lads on Instagram. They are gas crack all together. Oh my God, big news.
Do you expect me to talk, Goldfinger?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
I'll never talk to you.
But first, you should talk, because you should let people know what's happening on the Dermot and Dave show, you see, because that's why you're here. Then you shall die with my deadly laser.
Oh, thank you. You've removed some unwanted hair from my upper lip.
Damn, I knew I should have said it. Not to stun, but to... Not to stunning. Yeah, something along
you
those lines.
You ruined the line there,
I did.
Goldfinger.
Well, talk, or I will lower you into my pool of deadly goldfish.
Goldfish?
The pet shop was out of sharks.
Okay. Anything but goldfish, Goldfinger. I'll talk, but only because this comedy sketch is dragging on somewhat.
Smart idea, Mr. Bond.
Next week, Wednesday, we will have a rather Dermot and Dave, and Today FM will have the entire cast, excluding henchmen and goons, of the brand new James Bond movie, No Time to Die.
Do you mean director Cary Joji Fukunaga?
Yes.
Do you mean Ben Whishaw, who's Paddington, who plays Q?
Yes, I do, Goldfinger.
Lashana Lynch, the new 00?
She's in there.
Lea Seydoux, Dr. Madeleine Swan.
Correct.
And Oscar winner Rami Malek, who plays Lucifer Safin.
You know it all now, Goldfinger. And what about James Bond himself, Daniel Craig? He'll be on the show.
Wait. If Daniel Craig is Bond, why are you here, Connery Bond?
Because Dermot doesn't do a workable impression of Daniel Craig.
Okay.
His one of me is barely good at all.
Well, now then, it is time to die with my deadly laser. Oh, great. Now your legs just look fabulous.
That's next Wednesday. They're all going to be on the show. Daniel Craig, Oscar winner Rami Malek, and everybody else we mentioned there.
Seriously, lads, it's going to be an entire show, a James Bond-a-thon.
It will. We'll also have the head stunt coordinator and fight coordinator,
and the guy who gets Daniel Craig in unbelievable shape. Because let's face it, when he takes his shirt off in James Bond, you're like, oh my God, the guy's ripped. So we've got all that to come on Wednesday, a James Bond special.
And why are we doing it on Wednesday? Because the following day, the film is out.
Yes, No Time to Die. The 25th James Bond film is out Thursday, the 30th of September. So Wednesday, we will have an entire James Bond special. Do not miss it. It's going to be class. Maria, I'm going to slightly kind of usurp your title here. I bet you're going to kill me if I do some of the content you want to do for Maria's telly later. But we just got an email in to say there's a new Muppets movie coming out. It's called Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
And it comes out on Disney Plus on October 8th. And it stars, obviously, all of the Muppets. But also Will Arnett is in there. Yvette Nicole Brown is in there. And yeah, all the Muppets. There's a huge cast of them. And it's just absolutely brilliant. I've already seen a very good joke from Ghost Fozzie Bear, who stood up and he was performing to a room of ghosts, and he said, "I'm usually worried about dying up here, but you guys beat me to it." Which is a truly excellent joke.
Dave, my whole telly bit after 11 was exactly what you said. So what am I going to do now?
Okay, well then you can tell everyone about the new Super Mario movie that's coming out.
Don't know about that.
Okay, well then I'll tell you. Chris Pratt is going to be Mario. Anya Taylor-Joy, who's the woman from Queen's Gambit, is going to be the Princess Peach. Charlie Day, Maria, one of your favourite humans from It's Always Sunny. He is going to be Luigi. And Jack Black is going to be Bowser. It's an animated Super Mario movie, which sounds very cool.
Is the Muppet film like a big Christmas movie? Is that
Halloween?
Oh, it's for just for Halloween.
Spooky Halloween. Comes out October 8th. Cool. Yeah.
I love when they do Halloween specials. Do you know what I'll have after 11?
Go on.
It's a new series that they're saying is like a cross between Star Wars and Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Sign us up. We're talking about Foundation in Maria's telly there, which is a new series out on Apple TV today. Two episodes today and then weekly after that. Someone says, lads, Foundation is hands down the greatest space opera series. Is that soap opera in space? Space opera series in all of science fiction history. Please, for the love of all that's holy, read the books beforehand. You'll thank me afterwards. It comes from the beautiful mind of Isaac Asimov. Yeah, I read a lot of Isaac Asimov, so I haven't actually read Foundation. I must go back and do that, but I probably will watch the series beforehand. I'm sorry.
Telly's way easier.
Brian Mulvey, Brian, you're in Foundation.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. You never know until the cutting room floor has its way with your bits, but you're an actor, yeah?
Yeah, trying.
But you were in Fantastic Beasts, weren't you?
Kind of, again. I was supposed to, I had a great gig on that. I was supposed to do a week with the main cast, but fortunately, my daughter came along and I couldn't go over and do that.
Right.
Oh.
But they allowed me to come over and do bits of it and dub a few of the, ADR, some of the voices on it. They were very nice.
Tell us anyway about Brian Mulvey's role in Foundation. So what are you in this?
Travick is my character and I can't say too much about it. Okay. Genuinely, because I don't know. We weren't allowed to see the script.
Oh, so you just got your own bits?
Yeah, and I did see a bit. Now, I don't know if I get into trouble for saying it. Like, when we went down to Limerick after COVID and we had to go down and do our tests, and it was like the fall of Rome when I went there, because there was still, everyone's stuff was still there from the time they evacuated it during COVID.
Oh, wow.
And they put me into Lee Pace's dressing room, obviously, and I didn't really know who Lee Pace was at the time. And, his underpants and stuff were still hanging there. And I'm sorry I didn't take them now, because, looking at it, I could have sold them on OnlyFans or
make a ton
eBay
of money, yeah, absolutely.
He had all the scripts there, so I kind of looked there.
Flick and, through.
Fantastic. I'm a huge sci-fi fan, so it's kind of like a dream come true.
Yeah, I know Lee Pace just from The Hobbit. He was the king, I think, in The Hobbit. Trandall or something. But come here. So you only know little bits, I suppose, and you can only talk about little bits. But this is one of those epic, kind of huge scale series that was made in this brand new studio Dermot was talking about down in Limerick. So
it's fantastic for Ireland and for Limerick. I'm half Limerick myself, my mother, and I know, Dave, you're Kilcornan way.
That's right.
And we're up the road a bit in the Skeeton kind of Shenandoah way.
Neck of the wood.
And sure, Dermot, Limerick City. It's amazing for the crew. The Irish crews are just brilliant, and it's great to see them get it. And Troy, they've done a fantastic job. Again, a dream, like a child walking in there.
Yeah.
And seeing all the sets and prop department, and then the FX. My God, the scale is immense.
But
and
isn't that kind of weird to be acting in something where you haven't really read the whole script? So you've no real context for who your character is or the world that they're inhabiting.
Well, if you read the books, now they're loose. This is loosely because it's, you know, it's kind of famously like unfilmable because of the vastness of the story, Isaac Asimov's story. He doesn't really go into characters. He goes into like it covers 30,000 years in the book.
Yeah. Just reading that there now, yeah.
And I think there's time jumps in this.
Yeah,
in
the series. You have a chat with your good lady wife and go, listen, love, I'm filming something that's set over the next 30,000 years, so you probably want to start taking out the bins because I'm not going to be around.
Sure, that conversation was had when we had to go for quarantine and we were filming in the Fuerteventura in the Canaries.
Oh.
Like, we have two young kids, and we're like, by the way, we have to go for like 2 weeks quarantine, and then we start. And they just said, look, just take 60 kilos allowance of clothes. I don't have 60 kilos of clothes. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, I'd have to take some of my wife's clothes with me.
Yeah. I suppose I'll see you when I see you, love, and rest of luck.
Right, yeah. Well, look, Brian, we're looking forward to it. Congratulations on the acting roles. We look forward to seeing you in Foundation. Fingers crossed you didn't end up on the cutting room floor. We'll keep an eye out for, what did you say it was, Travic?
Tragic.
Okay, Brian, thanks a million. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a million, lads. Thank you. Bye.
Listen back to more from the Dermot and Dave Show on todayfm.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekday mornings from 9 on Today FM.